The 4th of January, 9 games, lots to cover. I am on a very strict minutes limit tonight. This is the Saturday pregame show. Let's go balls deep.
I'm the type to get shit done. You the type to observe. March Madness on my speakers, but today's November 23rd. Cause I'm loud in the blunt, yeah. Don't say what I want, yeah. Probably somewhere sunny and tan. Foreign women in the sun, yeah.
That's all that I need. That's all that I need. That's all that I need. Got my brothers with me. Got my brothers with me. And my mama's healthy.
Welcome to the Balls Deep podcast, brought to you by Fantasy Basketball International. I'm getting straight into the games. I'm not even doing the promo stuff because I have about 15 minutes. So let's go. Philly at Brooklyn. Start with Philly. Kelly Oubre is out. Embiid questionable. He's always questionable. If he isn't in, we look at Yabusele and we look at Drummond. If he plays, then neither of those guys are super appealing. Yabusele probably plays a little bit more, but not a lot there. For the Nets, we've had some updates this morning. Cam Thomas, surprise, surprise, re-injured his hamstring. These teams just never learn. He is out for, 2-3 weeks. I would assume Cam Johnson is going to be reevaluated in 3 games, so roughly a week. So we have some value. Keon Johnson probably moves into streamable sort of ad territory, as does Jalen Wilson. And to a lesser extent, Zaire Williams, they would be the three I would be looking at. D'Angelo Russell is obviously going to have to do a ton here. Ben Simmons maybe plays a little bit more. I'm not going to say we run and grab these guys, but someone's got to do something. Keon Johnson had been playing relatively well. Zaire Williams was playing well before the injury hit him. So I think he is worth a look as well. Minnesota at Detroit. Very little for the Timberwolves. We're not really holding Mike Conley anymore. DiVincenzo, he is a hold. For the Pistons, let's see which way they go. It was Wendell Moore. Hopefully that experiment ends tonight. Malik Beasley should be rostered everywhere. Maybe they will start him and Tim Hardaway. Asar Thompson didn't really get the bump, but I would still be holding him. And Marcus Sasser is probably the other guy that benefits from the Jaden Ivey injury. Phoenix at Indiana. Grayson Allen will return tonight. He's streamable if Bradley Beal and or Tyus Jones miss time. I would look at him. Royce O'Neal would have been, but he is out. Mason Plumlee, if you just need rebounds tonight, he should play decent minutes against Miles Turner. Ryan Dunn gets a bump as well if you need defensive stats. For the Pacers, they are relatively healthy at the moment. So we know who we're looking at, Benedict Mathurin, if he's available, if you need points. He has been better, so he's probably been picked up. Obi Toppin, if he can hit that 20, 22 minutes, he is a back-end 12-team option, I think. And TJ McConnell, if you need assists and steals. Utah at Miami. For Utah, Colin Sexton, he's always popped up in here because he has this finger thing, but he hasn't missed any games. John Collins is the big return here. If he is back, guys like Johnny Juzang, Bryce Sensabaugh, they can all be dropped. Not that they were sort of great ads anyway. Keep rolling with Keontae George. Isaiah Collier, we're just monitoring. I feel like he's a good second half of the season ad stash kind of a guy. For the Heat, no Jimmy Butler, as we know. We've seen what they do without him. He's missed enough games that we have a good sample size here. Nikola Jovic, Terry Rozier, Jaime Jaquez are the three that benefit. One of them is probably going to go off tonight. Rozier would be top of the list, I think, followed by probably Jaquez and then Jovic. Alec Burks in deeper leagues if you need points. Duncan Robinson, if he's available, go and pick him up if you need threes. Portland at Milwaukee for the Trailblazers. Jeremy Grant, of course, is out. Get used to that. So Denny Avdia, he is a pretty firm hold at this point. As is, I think, Temani Kamara. He's been playing better. Scoot Henderson, I've added him in two or three leagues. I think he is going to start to trend up now. I hope that's the case. Let's keep an eye on the center rotation. Robert Williams didn't play in that last game. Donovan Klingon picked up all the backup minutes, but still didn't really play enough to have value. Deeper leagues, if you just need rebounds and blocks, he is okay. And there is obviously a bit of size in this game coming up against the Bucks, so maybe they do go with Klingon a little bit more. I don't think they'd play him alongside Ayton, but you never know. For the Bucks, healthy, so not really anyone here. Middleton, Giannis will both play, I would assume. AJ Green is probable. He is just a deep league threes streamer. Bobby Portis has been playing well. He's rostered. If he continues to play well, you could look to sell high on him. New York at Chicago, Jalen Brunson, probable. This calf thing will just linger, I think, for a while. Miles McBride, also questionable. So I've said this before. We know the hierarchy. If Brunson plays, there's not really any streaming here. If he's out, it's McBride. If McBride is also out, it's Campaign. And deeper leagues, Precious Achiuwa, if you just need some big man stats. For the Bulls, they're pretty healthy at the moment. So we're rostering four of the starting five. Patrick Williams is more borderline 12, 14 teamers or deeper 12 team leagues. Lonzo Ball, his minutes are up slightly, so I don't mind him if you don't need points. If you just need threes, assists, steals, then I don't mind him. Denver at San Antonio. Peyton Watson has been very disappointing. If you had him last night, hopefully you just held him. I don't think he has to be held, but on a back-to-back, it's worth it, obviously. And Westbrook should be rostered everywhere. For the Spurs, coming off their best win of the season, I would say, best win of the last few years, they beat the Nuggets. They will back up tonight. Let's see how they go. Sohan is questionable. If he comes back in, Keldon Johnson, Julian Champagne probably drops. Everyone else in that starting five we're rostering, except, of course, Harrison Barnes, but I don't count him as a starter. Memphis at Golden State. Desmond Bain, questionable. Now, I haven't had a good look at the injury report tonight. I know Luke Kennard is doubtful. That was almost too good to be true, the run that he was going on. That's unfortunate because he was playing really well. If he is out, if Bain is out, Scottie Pippen will have to play more minutes, and then Laravia will have to play more, and maybe we get John Conchar bumping back up into streamable minutes. Jalen Wells coming off, well, whatever he had, career high last night. He's worth holding for points. Brandon Clark, now I don't mind him in this matchup because it is a small ball lineup that the Warriors run. So Clark could see 25 minutes in this one. Edie might just be played out of it a little bit. So I don't mind Clark. I would still be holding Edie. For the Warriors, Schroeder was better in the last one. I still don't think he has to be held, but he's okay tonight if you've got a spot and you want to take a flyer on him. And Jackson Davis, make sure he wasn't dropped after that last performance, because I think he's a pretty firm hold, especially with, not relate to him, but Curry is out tonight. So, as I said, Schroeder, and maybe even Buddy Hield can get going. I'm not confident, but maybe he can. Atlanta at the Clippers. Second night of a back-to-back. Trae Young, questionable. He's always questionable. Hopefully he plays. Jalen Johnson, also questionable. I figure he's just going to be on this injury report pretty consistently. Reece Oshae. Look, if Johnson's out, maybe Reece Oshae gets a small bump here. We know who we're rostering. Trae, Dyson, Jalen, DeAndre Hunter. And Okongwu, I think, is rosterable at the moment. Bogdanović, questionable. This is back-to-back only, so let's see. He's very borderline. And for the Clippers, Kawhi Leonard will return, assuming nothing happens during the pregame. Now, he's a tough one because we know how good he is. He's going to be on a minutes limit, But he, much like Kevin Durant, he is one of those guys that can basically come out and do stuff without any games under his belt. So he could come out tonight in 25 minutes and put up 18 with, I don't know, 6 rebounds, 4 assists, 2 steals, 2 threes, and go 4 of 4 from the line. So he could come out and have a good night. Would I be activating him? I'd try to. As I said, he is, even on limited minutes, I think he'll be okay. We want to watch what Norm Powell does here, though, with Kawhi back. Does Chris Dunn move out of the starting lineup? I assume he does. They wouldn't want to play Kawhi inside too much. He'll be playing at the 2/3 with Norm Powell. So Dunn is probably going to be a drop or just a steals streamer. But yeah, it'd be interesting to see what this rotation looks like with Kawhi back. All right, that's all the games. I've got a couple of minutes left. Let's have a look. Have they said anything about Beal or Zion? Not that I'm aware of, no. Zion is getting close, but I haven't seen anything. Ben Simmons is apparently questionable now tonight with calf soreness, so that just bumps up those Nets guys. Embiid is playing. Beal is a game time decision. These are all tomorrow. The Hornets guys are questionable for tomorrow. Kelly Oubre, we talked about him. Paolo sounds like he is probably 2 to 3 games away, maybe one. He is now out and listed as return to competition conditioning, so no longer the injury. It's the stamina that we're looking at for him. Gary Hamstring, he's out. I think that's all we've got. The Nets guys. Yep. All right. Keegan Murray is questionable for tomorrow, so that impacts Keon Ellis, as we know. All right. So, yes, nothing there on Zion. D'Lo top 50 for points leagues. Yep, probably. Well, at least for the next month. Who would I drop in a 12-team league? Got to choose two of these to keep. Clowney, Dick, Dante. Ooh. Long-term value. Well, if you're looking long-term, I would hold Clowney. In the short term, I think, well, no, he gets a bump with all these guys out. So I'd probably try and hold Clowney. I still don't mind Grady Dick as a hold. I could be wrong. I just feel like he'll be okay, even with those guys back. Dante has been better. I'd probably drop Dick or Dante. Personally, I would hold Dick and drop Dante, but I could make a case for going the other way around. Yes, Chad gets John Collins back and lose Bain. Yeah, it's always the way. I've got buddy Cam Thomas and Cam Johnson on a couple of teams and had them back. They were playing well. And, of course, now they're both out. So that's great. Embiid is playing. Bain, second night of a back-to-back, probably gets rest. Yeah, look, that's possible. Would I start Nembhard or Clowney today? Need points and threes. I might go Clowney. Pacers, who do they play? I know we did look at them. So they play Phoenix. Yeah, I don't know. I might take a flyer on Clowney. Do I think Amen will start rest of season with Jabari being out for the fantasy season? Look, it would make sense. I think for him to start, I'm not convinced that they do, or not every game. So, and what's his upside? Look, if he plays 32 minutes, I think he's top 50 in points or category leagues. Grayson for today plus 5-game week. Yep, I would with 5 games. If you need threes, he should get you those. Who do I wins the Fox sweepstakes? Look, I don't know what they'd have to give up. I don't really have time. Sorry to get into the details there. I don't know who it would be. I really don't want him on either of those teams. I like the trajectory of both of them, and giving away young pieces would just impact things, I think. Yeah, if Dante's minutes drop, then yeah, you could drop him. Do I think Thomas will play during the fantasy playoffs mid-March? Yeah, I think so. Yep. This is just a poorly managed injury, nothing more, nothing less. Thoughts on Keegan Murray and Drummond? Plus two mid-round firsts for Duren, Castle and Missy. Yep, I'm okay with that. Yep, cool. All right, that's it. Short post-game. No, it'll be a regular post-game. The Savo, it was just this morning, I got to get my daughter to work and do things, and I was doing the grocery shopping, and of course I saw some friends down there and ended up talking to them rather than focusing on what I was doing. So no, it will be a regular post-game show this afternoon once the games are done. The last game is at 2:30. Yeah, so probably 4:30 p.m. my time, which is, I don't know what that is, 10:30, 7:30, 9:30 Pacific, 2:30 a.m., something, 1:30, I don't know. Anyway, normal sort of time. So, yes, I will be there. That will do for today's show. Thank you, everyone, for listening. Please go and download and do all the – I didn't do the promo, but you know what to do. I'm Adam King. This has been the Balls Deep pregame show. Until next time, catch up.
You just listened to another episode from the Fantasy Basketball International Podcast Network. Thanks for joining us. And for more information about joining our community – please check out our website at fbibasketball.com.